Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Joanna Kuna. I don't know if I spoke to you or who I spoke to the other day about getting a different caregiver for my husband. I don't know, should I give you his name?
I'm going to pull it up. John, I know it's John Kuna. I have
I did speak
with somebody. I don't remember if it
okay.
was you. So let me just pull up the patient's info.
Sure, sure.
Can you shut my door, please? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Working from home, you know?
Oh, my God. This brother.
It's terrible.
Oh, so you didn't get what we thought we were going to get.
I'm in New York, so we did.
Oh, you did.
Our
office. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, I mean, Philadelphia is the worst when it comes to public transportation when it snows, though, I have to tell you.
Oh, my God.
And all my caregivers are calling. And last time, the whole week, it was horrible. So I'm hoping that they bounce back better this time. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I did speak to you. Your stepdaughter is living with you now, and she's going to be your caregiver moving forward. I sent her the hiring links and added her to our coordination on border to meeties sheet. So I'll review all of the documents and see if she's submitted anything yet. And if not, I'll shoot her another text to remind her. Okay.
No, she did the application.
Oh, she did. Okay.
She did the questions or whatever she was doing. And now that this
McSweeney, right? Okay. I have her.
Yeah.
I have the test here. She did fine. The contract, caregiver application, I mean. Come on. Okay, we have that. And then, was she able, let me see if she added it to the application, her ID or anything. Okay, she can actually text me photos of her ID and social security card, and then I can add that to her file, and I will, once I have that, we'll be able to run the background and make sure that gets cleared. And will she need an appointment to get her TB test results, or does she have that?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. She said there's two kinds. One, the TB quantum or whatever.
Yeah, that's
or
the one
the
we would send her. Yeah, we'll send her
for
the QuantiFERON. Yeah, the blood test, so she doesn't have to worry about going back or anything.
So where would she go for that? Do you know?
I have to set up and schedule an appointment, and it's usually at a lab core near your house. I know that some of the Walgreens have them inside in Philly, but let me pull up based on the
address. We're in Orfield.
Orfield, okay.
Yeah. And it has to be LabCorp. It can't be H&L, right? It has to be LabCorp?
That's who we're contracted with, so.
Okay. LabCorp.
I mean, if she can go anywhere, I mean, and she could pay for it and just submit the receipt if it's easier, if it's a better location for her, and we'll reimburse her for it. But let me see where
it
can.
It might be a lab score.
Yeah, so let me just see. Oh, here, I have it right here, mobile health. Okay. All right, so I need to put in her whole profile. So let me do that, and I'll shoot you a text with the location, and just let me know if it works for you, okay?
Okay, and then the other question was, it said something about a two-year,
a proof of residency, but has she been in, she's been in Pennsylvania, right? You said she moved.
She just moved with me 2 weeks.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't, as long as she was in Pennsylvania. So if her ID was given to her prior, longer than 2 years ago, that can be valid for her two-year proof. Otherwise, we can just use her expired ID as long as it's Pennsylvania and it doesn't have to match the address where she is currently. That's fine.
Oh, okay. That's what we were worried because she just
came
in. Well, she's been out of my house for God knows the last 100 years, but in and out. But now she just came back again. But no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Okay.
Nope.
So
no
that,
worries.
And then the other thing that. Okay, yeah, so then What number can she send you the
number
her
that
ID
I,
and Social Security?
Because I texted her once already, but I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's 267-551-7418.
7418. Okay. So
okay.
She just sends that to you. I appreciate
yeah.
all your help.
All right, no
Thank
worries.
You.
You're welcome. And
it.
Like I said, I'll send you over the address for the LabCorp location. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.